Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start a shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, April 7th, 1941. And you know what? Before I get started with the title of this episode, I do want to let everybody know that this was the last episode Earl Grazer played as the Lone Ranger. Next week, on Monday, you will hear something special that was played for him, and then we go from there. He tragically died while driving his car the day after this show was recorded. So he's driving. They think he fell asleep. He was possibly driving to the recording studio to record, fell asleep, ran to the back of a trailer, and subsequently died. So this episode, remember, is the last episode of Earl Grazer, and the next five episodes after this will be without the Lone Ranger. So let's get into today's episode. Again, the original air date is April 7th, 1941, and the title is 60 Days for Life. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Where no one but the brave could survive, no one could match his courage and strength. Outlaws and gunmen, rustlers and road agents learned to fear his daring and resourcefulness, and with only a vision of the future to sustain him, he brought justice and peace to the wild and lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble! We've got to hurry! Hello, Silver, away!
Although known to be guilty of several murders, had been jailed on a minor charge. Then, with his short sentence almost completed, he surprised everyone by breaking out of jail.
What did the doggone fool want to bust out for, Sheriff? Don't make sense. He'd have gone free.
Don't ask me, boys. I can't answer you.
We are asking you, though, Sheriff. It's your job.
I know what my job is.
Well, why'd he bust out?
Boys, all I can say is this. Maybe we did let down on watching rid of clues. Didn't seem reasonable that he'd bust loose with less than a week more of his term to serve. Now he's made himself a hunted man. If he's found and brought back, he'll have to serve the whole 60 days all over again. That's the law.
Pardon me.
What is it, stranger?
I've heard that Ritter was a dangerous outlaw and the leader of a large gang.
That's what's generally known about him.
Why, then, was he given only 60 days in jail?
Well, we could give him for disturbing the peace.
Is that why he was jailed?
That's right. He's never been able to get no proof of his other doings. He's pretty slick about the way he does his crime.
Didn't you jail any of his men?
Nope. We never had nothing against him. Never seen him, as a matter of fact. We don't know who works for Ritter. He keeps his men pretty well hid away.
I see.
Hey, none of us know who works for Ritter. He's the slickest crook in these parts.
Did any of his men help him to break out of jail?
I don't know as any did. They might have, though.
Sheriff, and don't you think Ritter must have wanted to be free for some very good reason?
Yeah, must have been. Daggone it all, it's got me stopped trying to figure it out.
Hey, I wonder...
What's that, Jim?
There was a stranger in town yesterday, and he was asking about the westbound stage, when it was due to get here and all that.
What about it?
Well, I gave him what information I could, and then he asked if I knowed anything about a pretty young girl who was due to get here on it. It seems that lawyer Abner Cricket had writ to her and told her to come here.
Abner Cricket ain't been here in town for a long time. He lives over by Red Rock, north of here.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, Sheriff, I seen the critter that was asking me questions around town just before the jailbreak. And I ain't seen him since. Maybe he's one of Ritter's men.
Maybe so. Can't tell. Be on the watch, though, and if you see him again, let me know.
I will, sure enough.
I wonder what Cricket was writing the girl in the east for him. And why she was coming out here.
One of the men that surrounded the sheriff walked away. He headed for the outskirts of town, where he mounted a slow white stallion. As he rode away, he slipped a mask across the upper part of his face.
Come on, Silver!
For several miles, he raced across the plain, and finally reined up in a grove of trees where an Indian sat beside a small campfire.
Now, though I have one slim lead to work on, but it might be the very thing we want.
What's that?
Ritter learned that a lawyer named Cricket had written to a girl in the east.
Uh-huh.
Abner Cricket, I think, is charged with a big abandoned house up in the hills, the Carlson place.
Oh, me no house. Old fella died a long time back. No one go near house now.
That's right. Now I've heard that Carlson had relatives in the east. If this girl is a relative and is due on the stage that's arriving here soon, Ritter might have had to get out of jail for that reason.
And what you do?
We're going to ride out to meet the stage and see if the girl's on board. If she is, we'll find out what Abner Cricket said in his letter. We may get some information that will put Jeff Ritter back in jail.
Tonto ready.
Come on then, Kemosabe.
I'll kill the hoy!
Still don't like the notion of you sitting up here with me in the guard, Miss Betty. If they was robbers, you'd hinder us a plenty.
Got it. I've gotten so tired of riding alone inside that I'd sooner by far take the chance of meeting robbers than sit alone there any longer. Furthermore, who's robbed this stage? There's nothing worth stealing, is there?
Oh, I don't know. Go on, how you look at it.
Stealing.
Ain't no such thing. Ain't silly. On top of that, you're going to take over your uncle's gold cash. And that's known pretty generally around the country west of Mississippi.
But don't you...
You done too much talking at the stage station to stop that.
Too much talking?
Yes, so. Never can tell who's like to hear what's said.
But my goodness. In the whole time since I left St. Joe, I haven't had the chance to talk to more than half a dozen people.
And that's just about a half a dozen more than was safe to talk to.
Well, I am.
Huh? Ready to pass.
Oh, Lord.
Shoot it out for what we got on this stage. You just leave Miss Betty alone and you can have what mail and truck we're toting.
I simply want to speak to the girl for a few minutes.
What do you want?
Have you been stopped on this trail before?
No.
A guard, have you seen anything of Jeff Ritter?
Ritter? No, ain't he in jail?
He broke out. I think he broke out because he wanted something that was on this stage.
Why, that dad
Ritter... Miss Betty, you've had a letter from a lawyer named Cricket, haven't you?
Well, how'd you know that?
And what were his instructions to you?
Well, that ain't none of your business. Now, hang on.
Please listen to me for just a minute. I'm quite sure Jeff Ritter broke out of jail in the hope of robbing Miss Betty.
Oh.
I've heard that your uncle at the Carlson Ranch had quite a bit of gold hidden away.
How in junk did you know about that?
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, but it's hidden. I don't know where it is.
No?
Honestly, I don't. I couldn't tell you if I wanted to. Only Abner Cricket knows where my uncle had the gold hidden.
Is that mentioned in the letter he wrote you?
Yes.
For the love of Pete, stop having so much to say, Miss Betty.
Well, I...
Where's Cricket going to meet you?
Well, he said he'd be at the hotel in town, the next town, tomorrow.
Very well. All right, Shadow. Come on, Silver.
Hit him up, Scout. Now what you do?
There's just one thing Jeff Ritter could do, Shadow. That's to capture Abner Cricket and make him tell where the gold is hidden.
Uh-huh.
That means that the thing for us to do is to guard Abner Cricket if we're not too late.
We go his place?
Yes. And we let our horses take an easier gait so they can make the trip. It's a long way from here to Cricket's home.
When the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the home of the old lawyer, they found he'd left. Abner Cricket had started on a trip to town, to meet Betty Carlson. The lawyer was unable to travel fast, and night overtook him. In the moonlight, he could see two men on the trail ahead. One of them hailed him.
Hi there!
Hello!
Hurry up there! Want to have a few words with you.
Hold on, hold on.
It ain't cricket, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right, stranger, but you get the advantage of me.
Yeah, we know you because we was told you'd be traveling this route. We figured, as a girl figure, to save you extra traveling.
How's that?
Instead of going all the way to town to meet her, you're to go straight to the abandoned ranch.
Hmm.
Say, won't
you? Well, but I...
Come on, we'll go with you.
Where is it?
She's sleeping right now. Had a long trip from St. Joe. Hard trip for a girl that ain't used to travel.
Like as not. She sends you to meet me?
How else do you suppose we'd be here?
Well, come to think of it. Oh.
Let's travel now. The sooner we get to the old Carlson ranch, the better.
What'd you say your name was?
Didn't say. Just call me Jeff. That'll do as good as any.
What arrangements have been made for the moving of the gold?
Arrangements?
Well, sure. It weighs a plenty in a wagon. Can't get through the region. It'll have to be toted on mules or pack horses.
Oh. I didn't know nothing about that.
Oh, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to speak to Miss Betty in town. She'll have to hire some men.
What about us?
Oh, you won't be able to lug it all unless you make a dozen trips or so.
Yeah, there's time enough to think about that when we see how much gold there is.
There's a plenty. Some of it ain't refined, so it weighs heavy.
Yeah, shove on. Talk about it when we see it. You're sure you know where the hiding place is at?
Yes, I know.
You're the only one that does know, ain't you?
That's right, Jeff. I'm the only one that knows.
How long it'll take us to reach the Carlson place?
Well, from here, it shouldn't be more than 2 hours. Steady riding.
Well, then, steady ride. One ahead. I set the pace according to what that stove-in critter you're riding can stand.
Yeah.
Think he suspicions anything, Jeff?
I don't think he does. He ain't said nothing so far to show he's suspicious of us. Keep your gun handy in case he does.
I will.
We'll have to get all the rest of the boys in on this. That gold's going to be as hard to lug as he says it is.
We can get him.
He's coming.
Keep going. We're right behind you.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, following the lawyer's trail, reached the spot where Abner Cricket had met Jeff Ritter.
Come on, meet other man. Here.
Yes. I can just about make out the tracks, Tonto. They seem to have changed their course.
That's right.
Cricket didn't go on to town.
Him go that way.
And the men he met went with him. I wonder who they were.
Me not know.
It doesn't seem to have been a struggle of any sort here.
No, there's no struggle.
Cricket went willingly enough. I'm sure he wouldn't have done that if he hadn't trusted those he met. I wonder...
What you think?
It might be well for us to just continue on the trail. Can't do any harm at any rate.
That's right. We go.
Lead the way, Kemosabe. You're better on the trail than I am.
Meanwhile, Abner Cricket, Jeff Ritter, and Ritter's friends arrived at the old Carlson ranch, forced open the door, and went inside. A lamp was lighted, and then...
Now, Abner, if you'll show us where the gold is hidden.
I don't know if it would be best to show you now.
What?
Well, that is, my instructions were to reveal the hiding place to nobody but the girl that's inherited the gold.
You know, if that's the way you feel about it, we'll bring her here tomorrow, but it'll be a long, hard ride for her. She's not used to horseback, you know.
That's so.
However, if you want...
I don't know just what to say about it.
Well, we've told you that we came from her. We're acting on her orders. Of course, if you want to question it...
Are you sure about that?
I won't argue with you, Cricket.
Well, I reckon we'll be all right. I'll show you where the gold's hid.
That's good sense.
Just step over this way.
Put your hand off your gun, you fool. I can handle this simple-minded Okaloot.
Good enough, boss.
Right this way.
All right. Just show where the gold's hidden.
Looks to be a cupboard behind this door, you see?
Well?
Just an empty closet. But that ain't the case. Right here by the back wall, there's a section that moves. There's the hiding place, right down them stairs.
Good enough. Take charge of them, boys.
Right.
Take charge
of them. Hey, what's the matter? Let me go.
Do you think we're crazy?
Hey, but what's
the matter? Step right into the trap, Abner Cricket. If you don't want to get hurt, so keep your mouth shut.
You ain't friends with Miss Betty at all.
No, we ain't.
You tricked me. You lied to me. Oh, you want to
reach out? Down them stairs and keep quiet. You know what's good for you.
Thank you. Now to continue our story. The moment Abner Cricket revealed the hiding place of the Carson gold, Jeff Ritter changed his tactics and ordered him down the cellar stairs of the ranch house.
You can't hold me prisoner down in that cellar.
Get below like you told him. We'll throw you down.
We got all the information we need from you now, Abner. We're mighty obliged to
you. Oh, you scheming polecat. Why didn't I suspect that there was something of this kind underway?
Well, we'll just have a look and see how much gold there is in here.
You stand back, old man, or I'll put you where you can't make any trouble for us.
Go on, shoot me. You might as well. I'd sooner be dead than face Miss Betty with the news of what I'd done. Shoot me.
What about it, boss?
Now, wait. Maybe we'll need more information from him.
You can rot before you get another piece of information out of me. It don't matter what you do to me.
So this is where the gold is. Fetch that light over here.
Here it is, Ritter.
There is a pile of it here. Look at it. Why, it'll take a score of men to move all this.
Make us all rich from now on. Ritter, this is a neat night's work.
So lamp, who fired on us?
Hey, let me go! Let me go!
He's
got me! He's got me!
Come on, up the stairs. Who is it anyhow?
Hurry, close the door. Stop him!
Let me go! Shoot!
Betty waited at the hotel for Abner Cricket, but instead of the lawyer, an Indian approached her and handed her a note.
Is this the Mr. Cricket?
Him write Carter note. You read.
Wait, haven't I seen you before?
You read note.
Do look familiar. I wonder what... All right, I'll read the note.
You find name of sheriff at bottom.
But I don't understand. Mr. Cricket can't be here.
That right?
The sheriff, he's left town.
Him go away short time. You go where him say.
I don't know what to do.
It not matter. Friend with mask talk to sheriff. Him talk to you, too.
But I don't...
Pardon me, Miss Betty.
Oh, who are you?
Just consider me as a friend.
There's something familiar about your voice.
The last time I spoke to you, I wore a mask. I stopped your stage. And please keep your voice down. Try to act natural because I think you're being watched. I wasn't sure that I could be here in time to meet you, and that's why Tyler brought that note from the sheriff.
Oh, I remember now. You asked questions. You were the one...
I put on a disguise to come here and speak to you. The gold your uncle left for you is hidden away in the mountains, quite a distance from here.
Yes, I know.
The reason your uncle never dared to bring it in from his hiding place and put it in the bank here in town is because of a man named Jeff Ritter.
The outlaw.
Your uncle knew that Ritter wanted to get that gold, and he didn't dare to move it. It would have been a difficult job to carry it through the mountains. There were a dozen places where Ritter could have ambushed the men who carried it.
I understand.
The land is such that a wagon can't be taken there. The gold will have to be moved on mules or horses. It'll take at least a half a dozen horses. More than that, if the horses have to carry the men as well. Now, what do you plan to do about that gold?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
It'll be useless to you until it's brought away from the mountains.
Yes, of course.
So you'll have to find men to bring it to town.
There's something about you that... makes me feel a great deal of confidence.
I'm glad of that, Miss Carson.
The guard and driver of the stage explained something about you after you'd ridden away yesterday.
Oh?
When you called to your horse, they knew who you were. They said, you're the Lone Ranger.
They told you that you might trust me?
Yes.
The sheriff has written you a note?
He too has said that I might trust you. That's why I'm going to do a thing that seems incredible.
And that is?
I'm going to ask you what I should do.
You're going to sit right here in the hotel lobby as if you were waiting for the appointment with Abner Cricket.
And you?
I'm going to try and carry out a plan I thought of. The one thing I can tell you, and only one, the plan is for your own best interests.
In that case, I must be permitted to repay you in some way.
I'll be repaid.
How?
By having a hand in the great step toward the improvement of the West. Now, will you take a chair and wait?
For Mr. Cricket?
Yes.
I'll do anything you tell me to.
In the mountains, near the Carson Ranch, Jeff Ritter waited impatiently for the rest of his gang to arrive. Finally, several horsemen rode up and dismounted.
Well, took you long enough to get here.
I had a time finding some of the boys, Jeff.
And there's still some you ain't found.
The rest will be here soon, Jeff. The word's gone out to them.
How soon? There's gold to be moved.
We'll get it moved, boss, if the plans ain't changed.
Why should the plans be changed?
Well, the count of Cricket getting away last night, I thought maybe we'd...
I had word from town. The girl ain't seen Cricket. She's been sitting in the hotel waiting for him, and he ain't showed up.
Wonder where he was took by that hombre last night.
I don't care, and I don't care. Chances are that that hombre was thinking the same as we did.
How's that?
Figured to get Cricket, make him tell where the gold's hid, and take it all for himself. Now, we ain't the only ones that's heard about the gold. There's a plenty of folks around these parts that know about it.
Yeah, that's so.
And the chances are we ain't the only ones that heard about the letter Cricket wrote to the Carlson girl. Just let that hombre try and get the gold. We'll have a plenty of men to handle him, even if Cricket does tell him where it is, which I doubt he'll do.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I got word that the sheriff ain't around town either, so we don't have no ideas of him interfering. Everything's moving all right enough. If Cricket does get loose to talk, we'll have the gold before anything can be done about it.
And let's get to loading the gold.
That's right, boss. You fellas, listen to me.
What do you want?
Empty out your saddlebags. Get ready to take on as much as your horse can carry.
That's from all the boys coming.
Good. All right, boys. Come with me and load up the gold. We're set to move it now.
Sometime, the outlaw band worked with feverish haste. They hauled the gold from the hiding place and packed it in the saddlebag. Each horse was loaded with as much as it could carry. Then, when the work was nearly finished...
Hey, Ritter! Hey, boss!
Matter with you?
Come quick, have a look. We got company coming.
Yeah? Who?
The sheriff and Abner Cricket.
What? They're coming here?
Grill them.
You shut up. How many men with them?
Just them two alone. No one else.
Yeah, I gotta see that to believe it.
There, see him?
There's Ritter. All right, Ritter, hoist your hands. You're under arrest.
Well, if it ain't this sheriff.
And the lawyer.
He got you, Ritter.
Yeah, don't talk foolish. You got who? Look around you, Sheriff. I got a score of men here. And they're all of them ready to shoot as soon as I say the word.
Yes, sir. Well, Ritter, looks like you will get it.
Yeah, that's about the case, Sheriff.
Boys, listen to me.
There's nothing you can say, Sheriff.
Listen, boys. As it stands now, there ain't much the law got to give you. Not that you ain't a pack of crooks, but ain't proof of it. That means that as far as the law is concerned, you're all of you free.
Listen to the law speaking.
Come on. Point I'm making is this. Don't commit no crimes now, you're free men. I'm here to arrest Jeff Ritter and take him back to the jail to start his term over again.
Why don't you take him back, then?
Ritter, you're going back with me right now. If any of your men interfere, they'll be guilty of interfering with the process of the law, and they can be jailed for it.
They'll interfere all right enough, Sheriff, but there's a point that you overlooked.
I don't figure so.
Oh, yes, there is. You see, you and Cricket are the witnesses to interfering with the law.
Hey, reckon that's the case.
Well, if there's something that keeps witnesses from showing up in court, then the law can't do much, can it?
Nope.
Lawyer will tell you that.
Witnesses has got to be in court. That's the law.
Well, you won't ever get there. Now, march along with us. We'll get rid of you two galoots on our way. Keep them covered, boys.
They've got all of the Carlson gold in their saddlebags.
Stealing, eh?
Why not? We'll never be arrested for it.
Am I going to stand here that I'm to be your prisoner?
I don't know whether you understand that or not, Sheriff, but that's what you are.
Abducting an officer of the law will send you to jail for plenty more than 60 days. It'll mean about 10 years.
Ain't that all?
It'll mean 10 years for every man of you. Stealing of the gold will mean another 10 years. It's risky business, boys.
We'll take that chance.
The law ain't got us yet. We've got to prove all them things and go on.
All right, suit yourself, boys, but I'm warning you. You better tie Cricket than me.
Yeah, we'll do that, all right, if that's what you're asking for.
Get ropes on him, boys.
Hurry up, too, now. We want to get started out of here.
My Juniper, I might have had a little worry about this if you hadn't come along, Sheriff. It's real nice of you to let me know that you aim to try and arrest me alone.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the things I do are satisfactory.
I hope this rope is satisfactory.
You do?
Mount up now, boys, and shove off. Get going with our gold. And take the sheriff along with us.
Oh, why bother with him? Why not grill him and leave him here?
Yeah, plenty of dime for doing him in.
Stand where you are!
Come on, boys, round him up!
Men raced down from the hills on all sides of the Carlson Ranch house and closed in on the outlaws without a shot being fired. Before Ritter and his gang could recover from their surprise, they found themselves surrounded.
Those men have orders to shoot and shoot to kill at the first sign of any resistance on the part of any one of you.
I'll cut those ropes, Sheriff. Tonto, loosen the lawyer.
Time to do it.
What sort of trick is this? This is a frame-up.
The sort of frame-up that helps the law a lot, Ritter.
That voice, last night.
That's right, you bullcat. He's the one that got me out of your hands last night. He's the one that told the sheriff how to handle things.
Hey, the law's got us for capturing the sheriff.
That's 10 years.
For stealing the gold.
That's 10 years more. You men would have done well to turn Ritter over to me as I suggested. But I knew you wouldn't, so the masked man.
Take the evidence of town, men. All that gold is stolen by these men and can be hauled by them to serve as evidence.
And Miss Betty will have the gold in town. Jumping Juniper, I never seen the like of it. The masked man saves the gold for the girl, and the men that was like to steal it are made to move it for us.
It's bad enough to stick our necks in a noose without having to work to move the evidence that's to be used against us.
It's enough talk now. Get going.
Yes, Sheriff, just one question.
Yeah.
Who is the masked man?
Who? Who the Sam Hill would plan things so that instead of getting you back alone for a 60-day term, we get you and your whole gang for 20 years. The Lone Ranger, Ritter. The Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.